This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, in the past, I have been asked a question that I don't feel I ever have a complete answer for. So I'll ask you, what happens to babies when they die?
I'm going to answer that, but before I get to it, let me just say that growing up Roman Catholic, I was taught about a place called Limbo. I was told that certain people, such as nun Anna Catherine Emmerich, had been given visions of it. Basically, the belief was that babies who die without being baptized as Greco-Roman Catholics were believed to go to a place where they didn't suffer, but this place known as Limbus Patrum, where they also did not receive the joys of being in God's presence.
Well, that conjures up visions of billions of babies just floating around in hyperspace wondering where their moms and dads are. Are there any other explanations?
There are biblical ones, which I'll get to, but many Protestants tend to believe that babies either go straight to heaven upon death, though some believe that they go into the fires of Gehenna forever.
That is two extremes. Throwing a baby into a fire sounds a lot like worshiping a pagan god, Molech. Are you leaning towards any of these views?
Oh, absolutely not. As it turns out, the teaching of both the Catholics of Rome and the Protestants of this world on the status of dead infants was one of the things that got me to look into the old Worldwide Church of God back in the early 1970s. And their Philadelphian teachings, by the way, are now best preserved by the Continuing Church of God on things such as what happens to babies when they die. But I'd like to read a couple of things from the old Catholic Encyclopedia, what it taught about limbo. It says, in the New Testament, Christ refers by various names and figures to the place of the state of which Catholic tradition has agreed to call limbus partum. Now, I don't believe that, but that's what they've said. But they also say the New Testament has no definite statement of a positive kind for those who have died without being baptized. Then it says, on the other hand, it's clear from Scripture and Catholic tradition that the means of regeneration provided for this life do not remain available after life, so that those dying unregenerate are eternally excluded from the supernatural happiness of the beatific vision, end quote.
Is it true that the Bible does not provide a way for regeneration for babies after death?
No, the Bible actually does. But let me get some more on that Catholic position. Limbo is not even mentioned in the latest revision of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, probably because it was put together by the person who became Pope Benedict XVI. Before he was a pontiff, he put out a paper called Hope of Salvation for Infants Who Die Without Being Baptized. Now, I always thought that was interesting because I'd written an article called Hope of Salvation, and then later he used the name. And his paper said, it must be clearly acknowledged that the church, the Roman church, does not have sure knowledge about the salvation of unbaptized infants who die. And so I thought that was interesting. And then basically they said that they go through tradition. People in the Middle Ages started to wonder about things. They came up with limbo. But now they're not so sure there is such a place. And it says a major weakness of the traditional view of limbo. It's unclear whether the souls have any relationship to Christ or anything like that. Then, my last quote from here, it says, where sin abounded, grace superabounded. That's the emphatic teaching of Scripture. But the idea of limbo seems to constrain the superabundance, end quote.
Would you sum up the newer Roman Catholic teaching for us?
Yeah. Vatican doesn't really want to teach now there's a place called limbo. They admit it's not in the Bible. They admit it came about in the Middle Ages, so obviously it wasn't original teaching of the church. And it doesn't know what prophecy teaches about what happens to babies who die without baptism.
If the Vatican does not know what prophecy teaches about babies that die without baptism, does anybody know?
Yeah, unlike the Roman Catholics, we in the Continuing Church of God believe that we do have sure knowledge of what's going to happen to infants. And our position comes from the Bible. You know, it says in 2 Peter 1:19, we also have a more sure word of prophecy. So I put together a book with hundreds of scriptures called Universal Offer of Salvation. And this goes into scriptures a lot of people haven't considered, and includes, by the way, what happens to babies when they die. Now, as it turns out, the 16th century Protestant reformer John Calvin taught some weird, wrong things about babies. Let me read what he wrote. And so infants themselves, as they bring on their condemnation from their mother's womb, are bound not by the sin of another, but by their own. They've not yet produced the fruits of iniquity, but they have the seed enclosed within them. Nay, their whole nature, as it were, is a seed of sin. So that it cannot be but odious and abominable to God, end quote.
Is John Calvin actually saying that all babies start out as a stench in the nostrils of God?
Sadly, yes. And he's condemning them to eternal torment, and they have no chance for reprieve. That's not something a loving God would do. On the other hand, the belief of what's going to happen to babies was the original belief of the church. By the way, these books I've held up, by the way, are free online at ccug.org. And since I mentioned Hope of Salvation, we also have one related to Protestants on this. Again, available at ccg.org. But as far as this being an original belief, we're going to get to that. But I actually also ran across something from a publication from the year 1708 by a Church of God pastor named John Malvin. And in his book, he condemned the position of John Calvin. And he also wrote that God was not condemning babies to eternal torment. And we, the Continuing Church of God, hold that same view today. And Jesus himself, Matthew 18:3, did not condemn infants like the Calvinists have. Jesus said, "Assuredly I say to you, unless you're converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." But John Calvin said, "No, infants are full of the seed of sin before they're born." But there are other Protestants who've wondered. For example, a Protestant pastor by the name John Wellman said, "If a baby, infant, young child, or toddler dies before they can know Jesus Christ, where do they go? We're all born to sin. So can we go? Can babies go in the presence of the Lord, since Jesus is the only way to be saved?" Then he says, "The Bible does not clearly specify what the age of accountability is." Well, that is a Protestant myth. There is no such thing as an age of accountability, except in the sense that people either had a true opportunity for salvation or they didn't. So he's wondering, this Protestant pastor says, there has to be a special dispensation of God to give this to babies. Well, no. And others have wondered, this is something from a Protestant pastor by the name of Dr. Sam Storms. He said, "I believe in the salvation of those dying in infancy." He affirms it, he says. But what about the Bible?
Well, doesn't John 3:16 and other scriptures tell us that the only way to be saved is to accept Jesus as our Savior? And if so, how can a baby do that?
Well, you got to be taught, as it says in Romans 10:13-15, and really teach babies. And you've got to accept Jesus for salvation. It's the only name under heaven you'd be saved, according to Acts 4:10-12. Babies can't do any of those, but God has a plan for them. Yet most who profess Christ have not understood God's great plan.
Tell us about that plan.
When babies die, they are dead, and they are awaiting the second resurrection. Unlike the Roman Catholics, the Eastern Orthodox Catholics, the Protestant churches, we, the Continuing Church of God, teach that all babies will be resurrected, they'll live a physical life, and they will be offered salvation. Salvation in the kingdom of God, through accepting Jesus, will be offered to all, but hasn't been offered to all yet in this age. And again, I held up a free book that we have, which has hundreds of scriptures about it. And I want to again mention, it was a belief of the original Catholic Church, and one of the ways the true Continuing Church of God differs from Protestantism is the hope of salvation, because the Protestants don't really teach it. Now, in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 65, verse 20, Isaiah was inspired to prophesy about a 100-year period. And here's what he says. "No more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days. For the child should die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. So the Bible shows that there can be sinners after this period. They're going to be cast into the lake of fire, the second death. But note that infants will have 100 years to fulfill their days. Now, even though we may not have understood it correctly, the Greco-Roman Saint Irenaeus of Lyons, around 180 AD, he mentioned that Gentiles are going to be called as well in this 100-year period of time. He first starts off by talking that Daniel says, and the dominion and kingdom and the greatness is given to, of heaven is given to the saints of the Most High God, whose kingdom will be everlasting, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. And then he goes to the words of Jeremiah, hear the word of the Lord, you nations, and declare it to the isles afar off, says the Lord, because he will scatter Israel. He'll gather them and keep them as one being as his flock of sheep. And yet another does he say, behold, I'll make Jerusalem rejoicing and my people a joy, for the voice of weeping will no more be heard, nor the voice of her crying. And he's in Isaiah 65 here. He says, and there shall be no more any immature one, nor an old man who does not fulfill his time, for the youth shall be of 100 years, and the sinner shall die 100 years old, yet being accursed. And they shall build houses, inhabit them themselves, and plant vineyards, and eat the fruit of them themselves. They shall drink wine. They shall not build another inhabit, etc. Now, most of this can be found in the books that I just held up, again, available free at ccug.org. And I would also like to add that the idea that God has a plan that lasts 100 years is not just some brand new idea. Some people have acted like it is, but even during the Middle Ages, during the Inquisition, one of the inquisitors, a guy by the name of Bernard Guy, when he was torturing our people and others, they said that there's this 100-year period. Mm-hmm. This period, by the way, also corresponds to what's known as the Great White Throne Judgment. And even though this is kind of interesting to talk about Catholicism, Roman Catholicism condemns the vast majority of humanity, as does definitely Calvinism and other forms of Protestantism, to suffer eternally. The Eastern Orthodox themselves, the Eastern Orthodox Catholics themselves, believe that God's plan of salvation is not terrible, that God is not an author of terror, and that God has a plan for all, and it could happen at the Great White Throne Judgment, but they're not sure how. Mm. But we, the Continuing Church of God, do know how and why, and again, that's documented in these books, as also this one. And again, to know as far as what happens to babies who die, as well as people who had no opportunity to know Jesus. There are people who've actually heard of Jesus, don't really know the true gospel. They haven't heard the true message. Jesus said that those who were blind would have an excuse. And a lot of people have been blinded by Satan throughout the ages. And of course, babies aren't alive long enough to learn the truth. Mm-hmm. They weren't blinded, but they still couldn't see. Mm-hmm. That being said, we don't agree with people like John Calvin, who said that babies are just so bad that God is going to have them suffer eternally. And they had no opportunity for salvation. And the same for others who had no opportunity for salvation. We don't believe God will do that. And God is not a God of terror. God is a God of love. You know, everything God does is based on love, including his plan of salvation. Well, that said again, there's no such place as limbo either. And at least the Church of Rome is recognizing this. The Bible teaches that babies that die are going to be resurrected and will ultimately be given the chance for salvation. The last great day also helps picture that.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. God's plan of salvation, as opposed to man's plan of salvation, has got to bring a tremendous amount of comfort to those that have lost a child. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.